Greetings
to all brothers and sisters.
下我们来查考为什么站着望天。
This afternoon, the topic for mutual encouragement is why do you stand gazing into the heaven?
早上我们提到, 在主里面, 在主里面得到喜乐。
This morning, we have talked about being joyful within the Lord.
因为我们在世上过着寄居的生活。
Because we are sojourners in this world.
我们一个属灵的盼望,
and we have a spiritual hope.
所以我们存心像主耶稣一样。
Therefore, we have to be, we have to live in the likeness of Jesus.
存一个温柔谦卑的心。
You must have a gentle and humble heart.
然后我们的忧虑, 我们可以交托给主耶稣。
And our worries can be passed on to Jesus.
我们在世上难免有问题存在。
There is always problem in our lives.
然后我们就靠着祷告, 祈求跟感谢。
And through prayers and thanksgivings, then we can take care of them.
来跟主耶稣交通。
And this is the way we communicate with Jesus.
从神那边获得意外的平安。
And from God, we can receive blessings in disguise.
这也是常常我们说的要过一个仰望神的生活。
And this is what we always refer to as a life that is with hope.
可是仰望神不是叫我们一天到晚打开门就开始看着天上啊。
But living with hope is not merely gazing at the sky.
我们在这个生活上有许多还是要必须我们自己去做的事情。
In our daily life, there are many things for you to carry out.
不是我们仰望神其他的事啊我就不管了不知道了。
It does not mean that when you gaze into the heaven and you need not do any other things.
如果你一天到晚出门走路就是看着天。
If all you do every day is walking outside gazing at the sky.
等到人家问你说你在干嘛呀？
And perhaps people will ask you, what are you doing?
我仰望神啊，仰望天啊。
And you said, I'm gazing at the sky.
结果你走路红绿灯你都不注意。
And you never watch for traffic lights.
他柱子你没看到。
And you haven't even noticed there's a pillar in front of you.
有个楼梯你没注意到。
Maybe there's a stairs in front of you.
相信不久啊，你就摔得鼻青脸肿。
I believe you're going to hit into him.
在当时，主耶稣复活之后，曾经跟门徒在一起四十昼夜之久。
At a time when Jesus resurrected, he has been with his disciples for 40 days and night.
那段时间给门徒一个很大的鼓励。
It was at that time he gave a great encouragement to his disciples.
因为证明耶稣是神啊。
Because he proves that Jesus is indeed God.
使门徒在主耶稣受难时候所受的创伤能够再度受到鼓舞。
Because the pain that Jesus has gone through when he was crucified on the cross can be once again consolated.
在主耶稣复活之后显现给他们看。
After Jesus resurrected, Jesus appeared to those disciples.
加添他们的信心。
And much faith has been added to them.
并且将这个圣经的道理讲给他们明白。
And also he has explained the teachings of the Bibles to those disciples.
后来主耶稣就升天了。
And their own Jesus ascended to heaven.
主耶稣升天的时候, 许多门徒在场看到。
And after his after he has ascended to heaven, many people witnessed that.
主耶稣像活活的从他们眼前升到天上去了。
Jesus physically went to heaven before their very eyes.
门徒呢被当时这个景象所感动。
And the disciples were greatly touched by that.
并且他们希望说主耶稣你赶快再来。
And also they hoped that Jesus may come again.
结果他们就站在那里一直看。
And then they stood there and gazed.
我们看使徒行传第一章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章,
Acts chapter 1,
第九节,
verse 9.
使徒行传一章九节,
Acts chapter 1, verse 9.
说了这话, 他们正看的时候, 他就被取上升, 有一朵云彩把他接去, 便看不见他了, 十节,
verse 10.
当他往上去, 他们定睛望天的时候, 忽然有两个人身穿白衣, 站在旁边, 说, 十一节,
Verse 11.
加利利人啊, 你们为什么站着望天呢? 这离开你们被接升天的耶稣, 你们见他怎样往天上去, 他还要怎样来? 门徒在那边, 被耶稣, 被接升天这个景象啊, 所感动的时候,
Because the scenario of Jesus went to heaven, that has caught the attention of the disciples.
有两个天使来提醒他们.
And there are two angels came to remind them.
为什么一直站在这里看天呢?
The angel asked, "Why do you stand here and gaze into the heaven?"
耶稣怎么样去，他又要怎么样来呀?
Because that's how Jesus is going to go and how he's going to return.
这句话提醒了门徒.
And this statement is a strong statement for the disciples.
十二节之后，哎，门徒就没有继续站在那边看了.
And after verse 22, the disciples no longer stood there and gazed into heaven.
那这段记录对我们现在有什么提醒呢?
And what is the significance of this passage we have just read?
我们有时候往往就像这样子，一直站着望天。
We are often like this, that we stood there and watch into heaven.
我们说要等候神啊。
We say we are waiting for the coming of Jesus.
我等候神的旨意啊。
We are waiting for the will of God.
结果你就望天，什么也不做。
But while you are waiting, you are doing nothing else.
你在等待神迹奇事显明。
You are waiting for signs and miracles to appear.
耶稣这样被升天是一件神迹啊。
It is indeed a miracle for Jesus to have ascended to heaven.
或者呢，你曾经体验神迹。
Or perhaps you have experienced miracles and signs.
结果你的信心，你的信仰就建立在那个神迹上面了。
And your faith is only built on those miracles that you have experienced.
我们还一直在仰望说有神迹出现。
And you are only expecting for the next miracles to show up.
让我再次受到感动。
So that I can once again be inspired.
可是神却差派天使来说，为什么还站在那边？
And that's the reason why God has sent two angels to tell them.
神迹其实是让我们啊。 能够有信心知道真的耶稣是神。
Signs and miracles only serve the purpose of telling you that there is existence of Jesus.
可是耶稣要再来还有一段时间。
But there is still a time left between now and the second coming of Jesus.
耶稣不是说看到我们还在那边站，我再下来一下跟你讲一下。
It's not because that you stand there and gazing at heaven that Jesus will come down and greet you again.
然后他又升天升天去了。
And He went up to heaven again.
那你又遇到事情又跑过来望一望，他又下来跟你讲一下，他又上去。
He will not just come down for any other purpose.
耶稣升天了，要一直等到这个世界末了，他再来的时候，我们才能够再亲眼看到他。
Ascending to heaven, Jesus is to stay in heaven until the days he come again.
所以不要一直在那边等待神迹。
So do not await for any signs and miracles to happen.
不要一直在等候啊！这个神已经很明显跟我讲要怎么做，我才愿意做。
You shouldn't always wait to see wait for signs before you go on to do anything.
我们要开始思想主耶稣有没有交代什么事情，我现在应该做的。
You must think about what are the things that have been instructed by Jesus that I have to do.
所以你看那些门徒本来站在那边看呢。
And because the disciples were there looking into the sky.
结果天使一提醒他们，为什么站在这里看？
And the angels were reminding them, why do you stand here?
十二节以后就记载，他们就开始行动了。
And after verse 12, said here, they began to walk away.
因为耶稣在跟他们一起40昼夜之久，已经交代很多事情。
And there are many instructions given to disciples at the time when Jesus was with the disciples for 40 days and evenings.
那主耶稣也曾经说过，这本圣经是为他做见证。
And Jesus said that this Bible is His very testimony.
所以我们要知道神的意思，我们常常读经，我们祷告就会知道。
Therefore, frequent reading of the Bible tells us the will of God.
我们有人说，现在教会好像神迹奇事不太多了。
Many people proclaim that there isn't too much signs and miracles in the church nowadays.
是不是我们信心已经退步？
Is it because our faith has fallen backwards?
这是原因之一。
That is part of the reason why it was so.
可是我认为还有另外一个原因。
But I think there is another reason contributed to that.
今天我们能够读圣经的人。
And today for those people who read the Bible.
我们普遍上，我们受过教育，我们都会读圣经啊。
And many people.
我们受过教育的人。
For those who are educated, they understand what they read.
甚至没有受过教育,他愿意学的人都能够看得懂圣经。
Even for those illiterate, maybe if they have the heart to learn to read, they could read the Bible also.
所以神愿意我们借着圣经的道理能够来认识他。
Therefore, through the teachings in the Bible, Jesus allowed people to know.
并且愿意我们借着圣灵祷告来追求明白。
And also through Holy Spirit that we pray to understand what we read.
不必像教小孩子不懂就搭他一把,就出现抱他一下。
It's not going to be like hand-holding those children and teach them what to do.
反而这是另外一种表示我们需要成长的一个教训。
This is only tell us that it's only a process of growth for us spiritually.
别一直站着望天。
Do not stand there and just gaze into the heaven.
回到我们的现实生活来。
We have to come back to reality.
看看我们应该做的是什么。
To look at what are there for us to do.
而且我们应该做的是根据主耶稣已经有交代的。
And then for those things that we have to done according to His will.
在1章12节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 12.
这边提到说他们 是从橄榄山回到耶路撒冷去。
It says here they have returned to Jerusalem to from the hill called Mount of Olives.
因为这个是主耶稣交代的事情。
That was an instruction given by Jesus.
我们看第一章的第四节。
Let's go on to chapter 1, verse 4.
第四节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的，原是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。”他们一经过天使的提醒，想到了耶稣要我们。 回到耶路撒冷去。
The angels was reminding them that they will return to Jerusalem.
要等候所应许的圣灵。
To await for the promised Holy Spirit.
所以他们第一件做的就是等候。
Therefore, the first thing they have done was waiting.
不是站在那边看的。
It's not just stand there.
这个等候是很积极的。
And that wait was a proactive action.
不是说不晓得做什么就在那边等等看啊。
It's not like you're just procrastinating.
就像我们说等候神的旨意显明。
Just like when we are waiting.
神的时间开始，我们就一直配合。
And also to wait for God's timing so we can work along with Him.
我们看到当时门徒怎么来等候啊。
Let's see how the disciples waited at that time.
我们看14节。
Let's go on to verse 14.
14节，这几个人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的兄弟，都同心合意的恒切祷告，用祷告来等候神的意思。
They pray in their waiting.
然后看要看神的时候，什么时候带领他们能够明白。
And then they could come to understand when exactly Jesus will instruct them to do.
所以我们说祷告本身就是一种等候。That's
why I'm saying prayer is kind of waiting.
在寻求的过程当中，你要等候明白神的意思。
In the process of seeking, you must try to understand the will of God.
比如说我们的婚姻。
Take for example our marriage.
我们怎么样在神的保守带领之下，能够有一个合乎神旨意的婚姻？
How can we have a marriage that is unto the will of God? And also be blessed by him.
我们都听过亚伯拉罕要老仆人去为以撒娶亲的故事。
And we have heard about the story that the elderly servant went to seek for a wife for Isaac.
老仆人只是从亚伯拉罕他的主人那边领受了一个原则。
Excuse me, seeking a wife for Abraham. How the elderly servant has went out to seek for his wife.
亚伯拉罕不要老仆人，是去娶这个迦南地的这边的女子为妻。
Abraham do not want to seek for any Canaanite woman to be his wife.
他要老仆人千里迢迢地回到他的故乡。
And instead, Abraham wanted his servant to go to his homeland to seek for a wife.
然后他在他的本族本乡当中找一个女子来。
And then among his own people that he found a wife.
这就是一个原则而已啊。
That is only a principle.
那老仆人就出发了。
And then the servant departed and went on to do that.
可是呢，到底是哪一位啊？
But who actually will be Abraham's wife?
这个亚伯拉罕没有跟老仆人讲说哪一个啊。
Because Abraham did not tell the servant who that he will marry.
因为实际上亚伯拉罕也不知道啊。
And as a matter of fact, Abraham did not know himself either.
他老仆人呢，你看他到了这个亚伯拉罕的故乡的时候。
And the servant, after he has gone back to the homeland,
他就等候啊，神的意思显明啊。
He waited for the will of God to be shown.
亚伯拉罕是个敬畏神的人。
Abraham was a godly person.
结果这个老仆人跟着主人学习，他也会向神祷告。
And because the servant has imitated his master, that he learned how to pray.
我们看他在寻求神旨意的时候。
And as we look at how he seek for the will of God,
他就跟神这么祷告。
This is the way that he prayed to God.
我们看创世纪24章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪24章11节。
Genesis chapter 24, verse 11.
11节，天将晚，众女子出来打水的时候，他便叫骆驼跪在城外的水井那里。12节，Verse 12，他说：“耶和华我主人亚伯拉罕的神啊，求你施恩给我主人亚伯拉罕，使我今日遇见好机会啊！跟神祷告，能够使他得到好机会。”So
he prayed to God that so that he can have a success day.
所以这种求神施恩的祷告，我们也是要追求。
And this kind of prayer that asking for blessings is something that we have to do.
我们将神的恩典放在第一位。
And we have placed the grace of God before us.
因为亚伯拉这个老仆人后来他有开出条件。
Because Abraham has set several criteria.
这个老仆人他不是将条件放前面。
And the servant did not put any of those criteria before him.
他乃是将神的恩放前面。
He has placed God's grace before him.
我说今天要来进行这项婚姻，这个是神的恩典。
Because today for me to seek for the marriage of Abraham is indeed a blessing.
让神的恩来带领这个过程。
So that the grace of God will guide the whole process.
然后他提出他的想法。
And then he talked about his thoughts.
我怎么去知道，神你是预备哪一位呢？
How can I tell that who exactly that Abraham should marry?
十三节啊。
Verse 13.
十三节，我现今站在井旁，城内居民的女子们正出来打水。14节。 我向哪一个女子说，请你拿下水瓶来给我水喝。她若说请喝，我也给你的骆驼喝。愿那女子就做你所预定，给你仆人以撒的妻。这样我便知道你施恩给我主人了。他开出了一个条件，一个方法，让他去判别说，我怎么知道是你所预定的？
He has thought of a way that he could tell who exactly will be the wife of Abraham.
我们看到他开这个条件不是随便开的哦。
And looking at this criteria that he has set, it's not a criteria that has been set randomly.
今天我们有的人在谈婚姻祷告神啊，你就给我一个像刘德华的先生，一个像玛丽莲梦露的太太。
And some people pray for a husband that looks like a movie star.
就用外表啊，还用自己满足自己的条件来跟神求。
So you only took those our appearance or criteria to be one of your selections of spouse.
结果呢，往往是失望比较多了。And
most often time that will only lead you to dismay.
那我们看老仆人这个条件是很实际哦。And
we can look at how this servant has prayed is actually pragmatic.
第一个，这个现在要嫁给我们家少爷，就是以撒的哈。
And because the one that will marry his master will be
交给这个以撒的孩子，是要跟以撒结。对，excuse me.
The wife that he was looking for was for Isaac.
那嫁到我们家来，我们家主人是个大富翁啊。
And because his master was a wealthy person.
但他家里面很多牛羊啊。
And then there are many flocks of cows.
那他嫁到我们家的这个女孩子，要能够来照顾这些羊群才对啊。
And because the person that he marries must know how to take care of all these flocks.
而且我的老主人亚伯拉罕是非常有爱心的人。
And also Abraham, as a master, was a very loving person.
我们知道亚伯拉罕曾经招待路过的。
We knew that Abraham has received some of the strangers that passed by his house.
结果是神和天使。
And eventually he found out that those people were angels and God himself.
那在那个圣经的记载里面，亚伯拉罕真的很勤劳、很殷勤的去招呼这些客人。
According to what we have read in the Bible, that Abraham has received those guests well.
所以现在嫁到我们家的这个女孩子。
And for the woman that marries into their family.
她不只要能够帮助我们家少爷以撒。
Not only she has to help his master's son.
而且她要能够得到这个公公婆婆的这个疼爱啊。
He has to be also loved by both parents-in-law as well.
如果她也是个勤快有爱心的女孩子。
If this woman is going to be a loving person,
那我公公一定看到啊，这个跟我的个性很像，一定哦，非常疼爱他。
Then Abraham will see the resemblance of him, then will love her even more.
那这样对我的家少爷以撒来讲，也是他的福气啊。
Then, to put it another way, it will be also a blessing for Abraham's son.
而且他能够马上就进入我们这个家族的生活。
And she could quickly assimilate herself into the life of Abraham's family. And that criteria set was very pragmatic. He did not place our appearance and also status of wealth as one of the criteria. And that is exactly what I've said in the evangelical service, that God has created men and women, created women to help men.
而且他这样祷告之后，他还不敢跟神强求说就是要这样子啊。
And he did not strongly propose God in which way that God should do.
14节后面他有说，这样子就悦纳你只做你所预定的啊。
Verse 14 said, by this I will know that you have shown kindness to my master.
他说，还是神你的安排。And
that is under the choosing of God.
我的意见是这样的，可是还是请神安排，你来做主了。Even though
this is my opinion, but God will show His will.
那15节就开始出现，就刚好利百加出现了。And
verse 15, there's appearance of Rebecca.
这个是还是跟亚伯拉罕他们有亲戚的。And
she's even related to Abraham.
结果呢，利百加出现，真的就是照他所祷告的，他一一应验了。And
when Rebecca appeared, it just happened to be the way that he wanted to be.
并且有一点还是他祷告当中没有求的呢。And
there was one thing that he did not ask for.
就是16节啊。That
is at verse 16.
形容这个利百加非常美丽。And
the girl was very beautiful.
那个品德很好。And
she was a virgin.
这个老仆人没有把这个放前面。And
the servant did not set these criteria as one of the standard choice.
神安排的竟然超过他所求的。
And the arrangement of God is exceeds what that he asked for.
然后这个利百加真的就照他所讲的，哇，喝拿水给他喝，然后又为骆驼倒水。
And Rebecca actually served him drink and also watered those camels.
因为表示这样子，这个利百加也会招呼人呐。
And that means to say that Rebecca knows how to receive other people as well.
也会尊敬老人家。
And she respects the elderly.
会服侍人。
And also knows how to serve others.
不是啊，见了面连打声招呼都不会。
It's not like seeing someone as if they are strangers and not greeting them.
口渴，水在那里啊，自己倒了。
And as if someone's asking for a drink and you just referring them where to go to.
很有礼貌的一个女孩子。
She was a very polite person.
并且表示她平常有在做家事啊。
That also means to say that she's a very, she's a homemaker.
那不是水龙头一开，就开水龙头啊。And
she's not using any tap water.
她打水，从井里面打水上来，那有技巧，要有体力啊。It
is a water that has been drawn from well, and that requires some technique.
那你平常没有做过，这个时候，你怎么会做呢？
And if you have never done this, how can you know how to do at the moment?
这一切祷告的都跟老仆人祷告的一切现象都跟老仆人祷告的内容符合啊。
And his his criteria was exactly how God has shown him.
哎, 可是老妇人还是在等,
but the servant was still waiting.
哎, 他要看清楚到底是不是,
his servant wanted to know, is this person actually the one?
我们看21节,
let's go on to verse 21.
21节, 那人定睛看他, 一句话也不说, 要晓得耶和华是他通达的道路没有, 他老婆人就注意看啊,
so the servant looked closely.
哎, 祷告, 哎, 有个结果啦,
and then there's a result to his prayer.
哎, 可是不, 他不是很着急, 啊, 妈, 就是的, 就是的, 就是的。
He wasn't he didn't rush into it by saying, well, this is the one.
哎, 从头看到尾,
and he just watched closely.
哎, 看清楚了, 是不是神带领我这个通达的路啊?
And he wanted to know, is this the right person that the Lord has brought forth?
哎, 这个确定了,
and then he was sure about it.
哎, 然后才, 好, 带, 要求利百家, 带他到他们家里去,
and then he asked Rebecca to bring him back to her home.
好, 然后马上就订婚, 然后就娶回来了。
And then later on, she married to Isaac.
所以这老仆人这个动作过程也可以帮助我们怎么去等候神的旨意。
This entire process teaches us that we have to wait for the will of God.
所以这个等候不是很消极的。
Because waiting alone is not not saying that you are passive.
乃是在祷告当中，哎，交托神啊，跟神啊。 真人做个交通, 我应该怎么做?
It is that you must pray to God to communicate with God while you're waiting.
然后让神能够让我明白, 啊, 你的旨意是怎么样?
So do you understand the will of God?
或许我有什么想法, 像老夫人啊, 我有什么想法, 哎, 神是不是可以这样安排?
And if you have thoughts of your own way, then you could pray to God if God is going to do it the same way that you thought.
事情, 啊, 就像你祷告的, 你所想的, 开始发生的时候,
and if things happens to be the way that you thought.
哦, 那就等一下下, 哦,
then you could have just waited for a little longer.
哦, 你要看清楚一点,
then look closely.
哎,能够确定,完全确定,
you just want to be sure that God is guiding you through this path.
哦, 那你要你去做, 哎, 就很顺利了,
and then you can find a smoothness in your way.
当我要找第一份工作的时候,
when I was looking for my first job,
哎, 我就是跟神这样祷告,
this is the way that I prayed.
啊, 我自己有个想法, 算有几个条件, 哦,
and there are a few conditions that I have thought about myself.
啊, 第一个, 求神能够帮我安排, 啊, 一个工作, 啊, 哎, 聚会方便的,
one of which is this job that I will have must be close to the church.
啊, 那最好就是我一下班呢, 然后就能够到教会聚会。
And the better one, another condition is if I could go to the church, can make a short trip from the my work to church.
啊, 因为那时候住在台北市, 啊, 你一下班哦, 交通大家都堵在那里, 还要去聚会, 有时候就已经哦, 哎, 信心就失落一半了。
There is always traffic jam during peak hours in Taipei.
所以我想说我要能找一个方便聚会的工作。
And I want to have a place that is both convenient for my work and church.
那第二个, 上班当然是要赚钱啊。
Another word of which is I can make good money of it.
那时候找第一份工作想说, 不要太贪心啊。
And because it was my first job that I didn't ask for too much.
哎, 可以维持我的生活就好了。
As long as I can sustain my monthly expense.
我那时候也还没结婚。
And I wasn't married at that time.
哎, 一个人吃饱就全家吃饱了。
And as long as I can, it is good enough as long as I can feed myself.
哦, 所以我的要求哦, 在当时最低工资再多一点点就好了。
I was only asking for a little bit more than the minimum wage.
哎, 那第三个想法,
and my third condition that I was put forth,
我想说哦, 上班不要太受束缚了。
And I wanted a job that doesn't restrain me much.
哎, 能够有点自由哦,
I needed some freedom, 哎, some space.
有时候可以出来跑一跑哦, 透透气,
so that I can sometimes sneak out of my work and go outside.
哎, 哇, 能够不要太约束了哦。
I don't want to be the job to be too constrained.
可是我也不敢跟神讲，这是这样子，我的想法是这样子，不晓得主耶稣答不答应哦。
But I didn't insist on this supposed to be the way that God should fulfill me.
那我是那个时候也曾经去应征有一间纺织公司。
And at that time, I went for an interview with a textile company. And also the Evergreen Corporation that I interviewed with.
结果等了快一个月都没消息。
And after a month, I have not heard anything from them.
然后一天到晚就骑着脚踏车在台北市逛来逛去。
And every day, what I did was I cycle around in the city of Taipei.
看看说哪里有可以工作的啊。
I was finding jobs everywhere.
结果后来呢，有一个公司主动寄信给我。
And later on, there was a company. They mailed me an employment letter.
因为我曾经去那个这个是有台湾有一个机构是专门介绍青年职业的地方。
There was a place in Taiwan that is there's a job agency that I have gone to.
我曾经那边登记我的资料。
I went there and enrolled myself in the program.
结果有公司去那边查资料，觉得说我的条件符合他们的需要。
There was a company went there for seek the right candidate, and I was one of those.
就后来他们主动写信给我，要我去面谈。
Therefore, they wrote to me and wanted to have an interview with me.
那我一去看到那个地点，就在台北教会附近呢。
And I went there and I found out that the company is located close to the church.
下班只要走路真的5分钟就到台北教会。
And after my work, it only take 5 minutes of walk to the church.
然后再谈一下，薪水真的就是我所说的要求最低工资再高一点，甚至还比我原来想的再高一点点。
And the salary was true enough to be a little bit higher than the minimum wage.
那最奇妙就是我祷告的第三点。And
the most
yeah.
And if
因为公司的事情你出去办理，你不用说请假。
Oh, if it's for a company matter, if you were the expatriate, then you don't need to pay for your own trip.
比如说你早上去上班了，你跟同事讲我要去办什么事情，这公司的事情，中午前回来的话，就不用请假。
Say for instance, if there is something for you to do, or you're doing doing outside sales, then you could have just leave the office without telling anyone.
所以真的有时候就是为了公司的事情一出去，因为离台北教会很近嘛。
Therefore, it always I always went out and for my work.
事情有时候是一个小时我就办好了。
Sometimes the work only requires an hour.
8点半上班。
And I work right from 8:30 a.m.
我大概9点出去。
And then I went out at 9 a.m.
10点就办好了。
And then the work was done at 10.
剩下2个小时我就跑到教会去了。
And what do I do the next 2 hours? I went to the church.
因为那时候准备要考神学院了。
Because there was a time I prepared myself for the theological school.
利用点时间去找教会祷告啦，然后找传道啊，谈一谈啊。
And if I have time, I'll go to the church and pray or talk to the ministers.
所以很奇妙，体验到真的呢，我们这样子跟神交通，可以得到这个意外的平安。
It is miraculous to say that this is when you pray for it. This is the kind of surprise that you get.
神那个机会就早在那边等着你了。
The arrangement of God is long awaiting for you there.
我们记得祷告、寻求、等候神的时机。
All you have to do is pray and wait for the right time to come.
因为那个公司从我开始找工作，一直到那个公司。 来找我也是经过了几个月的时间。
And there was a several months of lapse when I first started looking for the first job until the time that I got employed.
因为那个公司同时有人退休，有人移民，那临时空出有3个名额。
But it happened that there are a couple of the employees of the company that retired and also migrated to other countries, so there were a couple of positions available.
所以那个三个名额空出来，他们就赶快临时找人。
And because of the vacancies that I was able to be filled in.
结果我必须等到那个名额空出来，我才能够进到那个公司啊。
It was that time that I went and worked in the company.
起先也不晓得。
I didn't know at first.
结果我们只是祷告交托，将我的想法跟神讲而已啊。
And all this is as simple as a prayer that you tell God what you want.
结果是主耶稣真的这么奇妙的安排。
And it's miraculously enough that all these are arranged by God.
所以我们借等候来肯定我们现在要走的方向。
Because the process of waiting is only a recognition of your dependence on God.
那这段时间, 我们能够祷告, 我们能够追求了, 我们要去做啊。
In the process of waiting, anything that you could do, you must try your best to do.
哎, 不是我找工作, 我等神给我机会, 一天到晚在家里面睡觉。
And take for example, if you are looking for a job, it's not like you stay home and sleep all day.
哎, 我们就坐在那边, 啊, 天上就掉, 好, 掉这个加币下来, 不会的啦。
Or sitting there waiting for money to come down from heaven.
哎, 所以我们看到, 哎, 这些门徒, 啊, 一收到提醒, 他们就知道, 哦, 我该怎么等了。
And after the reminder from the angels, the disciples knew how to pray.
哎, 主耶稣说, 你们到耶路撒冷等候。
Jesus told them that you have to go to Jerusalem to pray.
他们就回到耶路撒冷上面聚集祷告。
Therefore, they all gather at Jerusalem to pray.
哎, 并且主耶稣应许,
and also Jesus promised,
哎, 圣灵要降临,
Holy Spirit will descend.
圣灵降临就得到能力了。
When Holy Spirit descends, there will be existence of power.
我们看回来《使徒行传》第一章。
Please turn to Book of Acts, chapter 11.
第一章。
Excuse me, chapter 1.
使徒行传一章八节。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
第八节，但圣灵降临在你们身上。 你们就必得着能力，并且要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。啊，主耶稣应许，借着圣灵，我们获得力量。
Jesus promised that once we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the power at the same time.
啊，就我们基督徒而言，我们为主耶稣做见证，这个是我们最大的一个使命。
As a Christian, the greatest greatest mission that we have been entrusted is to be the testimony of God.
啊，那主耶稣升天呢，将这个传福音的使命交给哈这些门徒。
And after Jesus has ascended to heaven, this is the work or the task that has been entrusted to disciples.
啊，可是当时哈，当时的这个社会对基督徒是一个很大的压力。
At that time and age, Christians are under much oppression.
啊，犹太人很反对信耶稣啊。
The Jews oppose those Christians.
啊，那门徒也经历过，刚刚经历过一场很大的一个患难。
And apostles has gone through much tribulations.
啊，虽然主耶稣复活，加添他们的信心。
Even though Jesus has resurrected and added to them much power.
哎，可是这时候主耶稣要离开他们了。
But it was at that very moment that Jesus departed from them.
但你主耶稣 应许你们等候，等到得到圣灵，你们就得到能力。
Therefore, Jesus promised them that once you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive my power.
啊，能够在世界各地为他做见证。
So that you can bear testimony for me everywhere in the world.
啊，所以今天这个能力也是我们必须常常去获取的。
So today, this is the kind of power that we must always draw from God.
我们说要让圣灵充满。
We always say that we have to be filled by Holy Spirit.
要能够有为主做见证的能力。
And we must have the power of testimony for God.
圣灵充满不只是说, 诶, 我们祷告有灵言, 那震动很厉害而已啊。
To be filled by Holy Spirit is not merely speaking in tongue and movement of body.
哎, 主耶稣说, 圣灵降临在我们身上, 我们有一个能力在。
The Bible tells us that when you have the Holy Spirit, you have the stream of power on you.
哎, 我们在这个社会,在这个生活上面, 我们能够得到信心力量啊。
In this day and life, and also in this society, we must have the Holy Spirit to be our source of power.
哎, 所以我们看到当时的门徒真的, 啊, 从使徒行传第二章之后, 表现就不一样了。
And you can see the difference of this, the way that disciples acted themselves before and after.
整个使徒行传都在记录圣灵带领之下的教会，这些信徒如何的有信心、有爱心。
The entire books of Acts is only a description of how the disciples and the believers that has been guided and moved by Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们说最大的神迹是什么？
So today, what do we regard as the greatest miracle of all?
不是神从天上显个异象，大家都说对啦，你们真耶稣教会讲的对啦。
It is not by showing you a vision in the sky telling you that True Jesus Church is only saving church.
乃是我们的每个信徒被圣灵充满。
But it is by everyone in the church that is filled by Holy Spirit.
让我们在生活上面，人家看到我们的表现，说：“哎，真的，真耶稣教会的信徒最好。”
So that when people see us and our behaviors, they regard us the best Christians around.
那我们在生活上能够显出基督的荣耀。
And in our lives, we can manifest the glory of God.
就像我们早上所说的，有那种喜乐的见证。
Just like what I've said this morning, that we must have the testimony of joy.
所以这个能力。 我们是不是真的得着了?
And that very power, have we received it already?
不只是口头上见证的能力。
Not only the ability verbally.
当然这个是最直接这边所应许的。
Of course, that is the most direct blessings that you ever had.
这个能力不只是说我们能够为主做,
but that very power is not only, does not only serve as a power, it is only a testimony as well.
当然这个能力我们要不断祈求了。
And of course, this kind of power, we have to continuously ask for it.
为什么我信耶稣，我有圣灵啊，为什么不敢跟人家做见证？
And if you often find that we have the Holy Spirit, but we dare not testify ourselves to others.
圣经说我们不要消灭圣灵的感动啊。
The Bible tells us that we should not put out the movement of Holy Spirit.
我们要顺服圣灵的带领啊。
We must follow the inspiration of Holy Spirit.
我们越常常因为自己软弱啊，有什么顾虑，就消灭圣灵的感动。
Oftentimes we have too much worries and thoughts that hinder us from testifying.
所以不能够去承认自己是基督徒的身份。
And many of time you find yourself denying you as a Christian.
当然就更不能进一步去传讲福音去做见证了。
And what more you can testify for God?
所以我们要祷告求神，真的让我们圣灵充满有这个见证的能力。
And so that we have to pray for God that we have the power and the strength and the boldness to testify for the Lord.
那第二点，我们一个圣灵充满的人。
And secondly, a person that is filled with Holy Spirit.
我们有一个信心的表现。
We have the our manifestation in action.
这是一种行为上的见证。
That is a behavioral testimony.
我们看使徒行传11章。
Please turn to Book of Acts chapter 11.
使徒行传第11章24节
Book of Acts chapter 11 verse 24
24节这巴拿巴原是个好人被圣灵充满大有信心于是有许多人归服了主这记载有一位巴拿巴是被圣灵充满的人
It says here Barnabas was someone that is filled with Holy Spirit
他是个好人
He was a good person.
人家看到他，这个人是个好人呐。
People recognize him as a good person.
结果呢，很多人因为他的行为表现，他也愿意做基督徒。
There are many people come to the Lord because of Barnabas' action.
这也是我们要去追求的一个充满。
This is the kind of thing that we have to imitate and do.
圣灵不只是我们进天国的凭据。
Holy Spirit does not serve as a evidence of entering into heaven alone.
我们常常将圣灵形容是一个护照，一个机票。
We always describe Holy Spirit as if just like a passport that allows you to enter into a certain place.
我们要进入什么国度，我们才需要这个机票，这个护照啊。
And because we have such a passport that it allows us to enter into a certain country.
我们将来进天国也是需要有圣灵做凭据。
And to enter into heaven, we need to have the Holy Spirit as the evidence.
可是无形当中，我们就将圣灵当做一个东西，对不对？
And unknowingly, we have treated a Holy Spirit as an object.
会不会你会将圣灵当作一个东西？
Have you ever regarded it as an object?
可是注意啊，圣灵不是东西哦。
Let me remind you that Holy Spirit is not an object.
在华语说你不是东西，好像在骂人哦。 华语啊，你不是东西，这句话好像在骂人哦。 可是圣灵不是东西啊，不是一个物品。
So Holy Spirit is not an object.
圣灵是神的灵哦。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
按照我们圣经上所了解，他是神本身，就基督耶稣本身。According
to our understanding from the Bible, that Holy Spirit is Jesus or God Himself.
那主耶稣说，圣灵在我们身上，他是真理的灵啊。When
Holy Spirit is with us, it is the true Spirit that is with us.
他要带领我们明白真理。It
will guide us to understand the truth.
并且保罗说，祈求圣灵能够让我们真认识神啊。
Paul also mentioned that Holy Spirit will introduce us to the true God.
这个就是我们借着圣灵要去追求的事情。Because
this is the kind of thing that we have to pursue after.
所以说我们祷告，我们不只说只有祈求啊，只有求神怜悯这个才祷告。
When you pray, you are not only asking and asking for mercy.
当道理不懂啊。 事情不懂，我们求神的圣灵能够让我明白。
There are many other things that you can ask for. Take for instance, like if you don't understand the words of God.
我们请看以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
中文新约圣经269面。 以弗所书一章十七节
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那世人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他这边保罗为信徒的代祷
So this is a supplication of Paul for the members
他提到世人智慧和启示的灵
It says the spirit of wisdom and revelation
就是圣灵啊
That is in reference to Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是基督亲自在我们心里面教导我们。
Holy Spirit works within us to teach us.
让我们能够明白真理。
So that we understand the truth.
让我们有属灵的智慧。
Then we'll have the spiritual wisdom.
让我们能够明白认识神。
Then we understand and come to know Him better.
你能够认识神越多。
If you know God better.
那你就越有信心啊。
Then you will have more faith.
所以我们常说信心是什么？
Then what do we often say, what do we mean by faith?
信念不是说我想怎么样，神你就要成全，这才是信心呢。
Faith is not like God has to fulfill whatever you ask for.
我现在开车急着要去聚会。
And if I'm hurrying myself to go for a church service
今天有安排我做圣工。
Or if I have a church work, church duty today.
可是呢，已经时间有点 delay 了。
But I'm under time constraint now.
已经有些事情耽搁了。
Maybe I'm delaying myself for my duty.
结果碰到红灯。
And then suddenly there's a red light appear.
他再等下去又不知道晚多久了。
And you were thinking that, well, if I were to stop for this light, how long I have to wait?
Hallelujah, 我要信心。
So I said, Hallelujah, I must have faith.
眼睛闭着冲过去。
Then you close both your eyes and you rush the light.
我是为了做圣工啊，所以一定会得到安全。哈利路亚，冲过去！
And you thought that you're working for God, so you have to rush the light.
这是信心吗？
Are you saying this is the faith?
不是啊，这在试探神嘛。
No, this is merely testing God.
所以信心，我认为信心是我们，就像保罗说的，我们真知道他，我们认识神越多，就越有信心了。
It is just like Paul says, when you have faith, then you must be the one who knows God better.
像哥罗西书一章所讲的。
It's what is said in 1 Corinthians.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Excuse me, Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
中文圣经新约283面，哥罗西书一章第九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意。第十节。Verse
10.
好叫你们行事为人，对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。保罗也。 希望信徒能够多了解神的旨意。
Paul wanted the members to know better the will of God.
那我们行事为人，我们就是对得起神呐。
So that in anything that we do, we will not let God down.
按照神的旨意来做事。
Everything has to be done under the will of God.
一定蒙他喜悦啊。
Then there will be pleasing to God.
那在一切的善事上结果子。
So you will bear fruit in every good work.
这结果子就是有行为的表现。
To bear fruit means that you have good deeds.
那善事不只是我们一般社会上所说的善事。
This good work is not the kind of philanthropy that you're referring to.
这是神眼中看为好的事情。
That is the good work that is regarded as good in the eyes of God.
这个就是我们常常在说的，将道理做出来了。
To put it in plain language, this means that we have to do it or to put it in action.
我们行道，我们就有体验。
And once you practice the words of God, then you will gain experience.
这样我们就会渐渐的多知道神。
then gradually you will grow in the knowledge of God.
啊, 我们认识神越多,
and as you know God better,
当然就越有信心啊,
the more faith that you will gain.
啊, 朋友之间为什么会互相信任?
And why is there trust among friends?
哎, 因为互相认识嘛,
because you know you acquaint one another.
哎, 我认识了这个朋友，我的知心好友, 啊, 一句话一个动作, 我都知道他, 他是什么意思啊?
Because this person is your best friend, you know every bit of his behaviors.
哎, 所以他做的事情, 他说的话, 我们都很放心啊,
anything that he say or anything that you do, you trust him.
我们事情, 我们有事情哦, 无困难, 找他, 拜托他, 我们相信他一定会帮助我们。
You know that in your times of trouble, he will help you.
哎，所以这个信心就是建立在彼此的了解上面了。
And that faith is built on this kind of understanding.
好，那借着圣灵，就是帮助我们啊，对神越来越多的了解。
Therefore, in the same token, the Holy Spirit will allow you to understand God better.
好，我们这一节先谈到这里。
And we'll conclude at this point for this session of service.